Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. I've got a question for you today. What makes a great song great? Music that grooves you, lyrics that soothe you, meanings that move you. See, even I'm getting too lyrical and satirical here. Okay, I'll stop. There are really no tests, and yet many tests, as to what makes a song great. Personal preferences notwithstanding. But today, I think we'll take the most basic of tests. When you first hear a song come on, do you turn it up and then sing out loud like a fool along with it? I want to see a show of hands. Come on, be honest. This probably happens in the car more than anywhere else. But hey, I've done it in public places. Maybe you too. I really have no shame. And I really have to watch myself working out with my headphones on because, well, quite frankly, all the folks on the ellipticals and the bikes around me are not interested in my interpretation of a particular song. But hey, rock and roll is a great workout partner and certainly a bringer together of all of us closet performers. Today, we're going to put a song to the test, and we're even going to give you two versions. First, the original by the Velvet Underground, and then Mott the Hoople's version of none other than Sweet Jane, right here, right now, on Yeah Baby Tunes. So turn it up, and let me hear it.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jack's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding a Stutz Bearcat Jim. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, oh, Sweet Jane, oh, Sweet Jane. I'll tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. Both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wounded soldiers. All your protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. Watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
La 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 in my hand. Jack is in his corset and Jane is in her vest. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding in a Stutz Bearcat gym. Those were different times. The poets studied rules of birth, and all the ladies rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane. Now Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk. They're both saving up all that money, and they come home from work. Sitting by the fire, radio display, a little classical music for you kids, to the march of the wooden soldiers, and you can hear Jack say, CJ, CJ, CJ. Some people like to go out dancing, but other people, they gotta work. And there's always some evil mother to tell you life is full of dirt, and that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes, the children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die. But anyone that had a heart, he wouldn't want to turn around and break it.
Sweet Jane double here on Yeah Baby Tunes. Now, if that didn't get you up and doing something, well, I suggest you check your pulse. First, the original from the Velvet Underground, and then Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople's version from All the Young Dudes, produced by Lou Reed's good pal, David Bowie. Now, this was Lou's attempt at writing a hit for the Velvet Underground, who were in pretty desperate straits with their record company, Cotillion Atlantic. Thus, the title of the album Sweet Jane appears on, Loaded, because it was supposed to be loaded with hits. Unfortunately, it was their last album. A lot of individual battles were going on during recording, and Lou walked out on the session before it was finished. And then when he later found out the album was going to be pressed, his line was, if I'd have known they were going to finish, I'd have stayed and showed them what to do. Nothing like a little 20/20 hindsight to always be clear. Lou still performs this one as one of his staples, and he's recorded several other versions live and in the studio over the years. I've seen Mott in concert, too, and Ian and Mick Ralphs take a backseat to no one. Double sweets for the sweet. Velvet Underground and Mott the Hoople with Sweet Jane. Hope you turned it up and let her rip. Sometimes you just got to say, what the? Well, you know. That's Yeah Baby Tunes for now. Keep checking us out on Facebook and here on the web. And don't forget those tweets on Twitter. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time, right here on Tunes.